You take out your paints and your brushes, and rather than doing preparatory sketches,
why?
You take with no pencil or whatever, you take the oils straight to the canvas.
Why? Perhaps not even with a brush. Perhaps it is more primal than that. I don't know.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Perhaps it is a finger painting, as we did in school as children. Why not?
What's the image you're trying to create?
It is the birth of life.
Mm.
But I do not know what that is yet. I've tried the literal.
Well, why don't you give me an art, bro? What's your painting?
Where? Oh, a 4. What is it again? A 4 on a 70.
It's a masterpiece.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's produced a masterpiece.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your finger paints, it's like you're dipping your finger in the palette and smearing it, and suddenly you're like, this is what I've been doing wrong all these years. I've been putting something between myself and the canvas, the brush.
There's no need.
This is going straight from you to the paper. I'll let you think about what you're creating while I flip back to Jane, if that's all right. Meanwhile, Jane, you are with your pencils out, scribbling frantically on these papers. Maybe you could give me a role as well for your art skill.
I would love to. This is big because 4 is a lot to beat, and I've only got 50% drawing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a 56. And I think... I mean, who knows? I feel like there's something that we could gain here by me passing this, which is positive.
Mm.
But I also wonder if it's better if she fails. I just can't quite work out. Any tips, Keeper? Go with my instinct, because that's art. I think that's what's held her back, is that there's something holding her back.
I'd say you are... I don't want to tell you what to do, but I'd say you.
No, I'm asking for tips. It's hard.
You are in this weird. You're almost in like an out of body experience, being driven to create, and I think that means that.
That's spending the luck, right?
Well, I was going to say I think it means just doing something which is okay.
Yeah.
Might not really satisfy you anyway.
So don't spend the luck. It's not about conscious spending of luck. It's like this wasn't the one. This wasn't the one.
But you might want to try again.
I could push it, couldn't I? I've got 50% on the roll. I'm going to push it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what we do.
That's how we do it.
I think we push it. How do I push it? So I think I realize that I'm holding myself back, and it's all got quite. So I look around, and I'm sure there's some booze there. Well, maybe there isn't. But sort of initially, that's my first thought, is to sort of become less conscious. So maybe I just adopt something a little bit more of it, like I undo the neck of my high, fine dress, and because I don't have the décolletage, so I don't show all of that off. But I kind of strip back a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've still got my dress on, but I loosen everything, and I think I take a bit of the paint in my hand, and I smell it, and I sort of smear my face with the paint, and I light some candles for a ritual feel.
Yeah.
Around the place where I'm drawing, because there were a couple of I heard a couple of vague descriptions about that. I never got to read the ritual of channeling, but I think there's this sort of quality. And I pick up a palette knife, thinking, am I going to use just paint straight? Oh, no, I still want to draw. I still want to trust my skill.
Mm.
So, but I've got the palette knife in one hand, and I lean close over, and I've sort of got the... And I think justice is done, my friends. 98.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's not a fumble. 50, right? Shit, okay.
Yeah, but it is a failed push roll.
Yeah, but it's very much a failed push roll, so...
Oh, man.
So you scribble and scribble and scribble. and you start to form the shape of, you finally know what you're trying to achieve, and you realize you're trying to imitate the man and the bull, the Minotaur.
It's the classic problem.
And it's like a big black slab with an image within it. And it's good, actually. It's much better than you ever, much more interesting than anything you've ever sketched before.
Yeah.
Everything you've done before has been very literal.
Yeah.
Still lifes, you know, portraits that have been okay. This is actually, you think this is very good. But it's not good enough. And you really, like, you tense up as you start drawing and drawing and drawing, and your head begins to throb, and you feel this piercing pain in your temples.
Oh, God.
And then suddenly you see a drop of blood on the paper, and you realise your nose is bleeding.
God.
And I think at this point, if you don't feel like this is taking too much agency from you, and if you do, then I'm apologise. You stumble back onto your feet, and although you came to this room for something, you kind of stagger back out the door, close the door.
No, this is not... Yeah, it's perfect.
Wow.
Touching your nose again to see whether it's still bleeding, and it's not, and that big wave of pain in your head has subsided.
But of course I'm filled with the fear that... Is it something that was in his room?
You lit those candles.
Is my brain going to explode? I think I run.
You run and somehow find your way home back to your own accommodation.
So desperately head back to the apartment.
And your head hits the pillow and you fall asleep. Scene 3. The Origin of the World. Corbeil. Meanwhile, Clovis.
What?
Fingers in oil paint smearing all over the canvas. What are you creating? What's the image you're creating?
I know what I am creating. It is everything and nothing. It is the nothing of these women, these models I have obsessed with, the reality of the models mixed with the cosmic of everything. And, I create instead. I create the blank space where their faces should have been. I ignore the body. I simply fill in the faces, but without the bodies, on a new canvas. And I create from the mons pubis and the literal birth canal. I create the Olympus Mons of Mars. I create the star and the planet exploding outwards. And I realize I am simply drawing with all the colors. And as much as I slag him off, as it were, I am drawing a perfect circle, a perfect sphere with two horns, like the rings of Saturn for the legs of the woman, the orb for the birth canal, for the face that was never there, and the legs bent upwards into the rings of the Saturn planet. And it is using every color I have, but not just mashed together. There is some sense in the way my thumbs form it, but it becomes this dark sphere and two-horned prong.
Mm.
Like, very much like the sigil of John Dee.
Mm.
The top of it, at least. And I keep dragging my hands upwards in this gentle lifting motion, as one might do with a woman in labor to bring the birth.
Mm.
And as one god might do with a star that needed to explode.
You do, and you find yourself, and it's almost like you're rubbing the back of a woman on all fours.
Why?
In the late stages of labor, you're deeply massaging this page.
Why? A necessary pain to the art of birth.
Right. And you step back to look at this thing you created, which is strange,
right,
yet beautiful, yet really affecting in a not entirely pleasant way. And then suddenly, just when you think it's perfect,
oh,
you see the paint actually is still running. It's dripping. It's dripping off the canvas.
No. Perfection. No.
And then it all starts dripping. The whole lot drips. The whole lot drips right off, leaves a blank canvas. It drips completely off and pools on the floor like an oily mass of iridescent colours changing. And as you see this sort of vivid pool on the floor, suddenly a hand shoots up out of the pool on the floor.
Oh, God!
Oh, fuck me.
You are fucked.
Oh, shit.
And slams down on the floorboards of your apartment, and you see that oil paint sort of splash up around the hand and then suck back down into the pool.
Holy shit, sir.
And as the hand sort of rises, another hand comes up next to it, and these hands kind of reach down onto the floorboards and push, and you see a figure, you see the back of a head and shoulders emerge out of this pool on the floor, and eventually sort of come up to standing, and the head lifts, and you see this faceless figure with horns like what you've just drawn, and a huge pregnant belly sort of moving in this oily way with colours sort of swirling all over her. There's no face. You decided you didn't want to paint a face.
Why?
These horns are almost like the overly extended crescent of a moon. And then it sort of flops to the floor and starts breathing, and you can see the paint drying as if this creature is setting. And the body is still sort of like a myriad of different colours.
Aye.
And as she gets back to her feet again, you can see this paint splatters left where she steps. And then she sort of stands up and looks to you with this expressionless face. And her head tilts to the side in a manner of, what would you have me do? And could you please give me a sanity roll?
I don't know. Do you think that's justified?
Do you think that's...
Yeah.
I might need one.
I mean, that's a fail. That's a 63.
Oh, man, unlucky. You've been rolling well tonight.
Would you like me to roll, or will you?
Would you mind rolling for me?
That's 8 points of sanity.
Ooh, boom.
I think it's fair. More than fair.
Yeah, that's bout worthy. Like, that is bout worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's your total sanity? What's your starting sanity? In fact, I can find out.
2 seconds. Let me just write that down. Minus 8. Oh, 60. So, yeah, oh, God, it wasn't like a fail by much, to be fair.
But mind you, your sanity was already down to 4. Hey, I've got some great news for you.
Oh, yeah?
You've now lost 12 sanity in the day, so you actually are also indefinitely insane.
Excellent! Minus 12 san.
That's about...
How long, dark hurt, a soft embrace, and what I saw